The text for our consideration this morning comes from the 8th chapter of Matthew, verses 1 through 4. When Jesus had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Then Jesus put his hand and touched him, saying, "I am willing, be cleansed." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, "See that you tell no one, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them." What is your social status? Wherever you go in the world, we find different people of different social statuses. Every society has categorized their people into all kinds of ranks and positions. Throughout history, nations have classified their people: pharaohs and slaves, emperors and subjects, kings and peasants, teachers and students, and so on. Even in our United States, sociologists have divided their people into the lower class, the lower middle class, the upper middle class, and the elite. And even these categories have subcategories. In our text this morning, we find a man with a very low secular social status, a leper, an unclean outcast. The world has very specific ideas about who is weak and who is strong, but our Savior Jesus sees no distinction. He only sees sinners who need a Savior. Our text begins in the 8th chapter of Matthew, immediately following Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. We read in verse 1 that great multitudes were following him. You can imagine the excitement of his listeners. Jesus had just finished preaching his most famous sermon, and the people were astonished with the authority with which he preached. The people must have been entranced. Yet in amidst all this hustle and bustle, a diseased and shunned leper approaches Jesus. The crowds must have been disgusted. What is this unclean leper doing here? Doesn't he know he's supposed to stay away from us and he's contagious? Imagine a person today infected with the deadly Ebola virus walking through a crowd to approach the President of the United States. People would be outraged. This leper was weak. Socially, he had no business interacting with everyday people. According to the Old Testament laws recorded in Leviticus, anyone who was deemed leprous should wear torn clothes and let the hair of his head hang loose, and he shall cover his upper lip and cry out, "Unclean, unclean." He shall remain unclean as long as he has the disease. He shall live alone, and his dwelling shall be outside the camp. This man was an outcast, and he was a nuisance to society. Where did the man find the gall to think that he could approach the Savior of the world and ask for healing? Yet the similarities between this man's uncleanness and our sinful state is undeniable. In our sin-tainted lives, how can we think to approach the Savior Jesus and ask for forgiveness? We have been outcasts of heaven since the day of our conception. The psalmist writes, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me." Our sin makes us more repulsive and infectious than the worst physical disease known to mankind. So what was this leper thinking? Where did he get this boldness to approach Jesus despite his uncleanness? Have you ever heard the saying, "Any port in a storm"? It's an old sailing expression that means, when the sea is raging and the ship is taking on water, a captain will make dock at any available port to reach the safety of land. This leper was at the end of his rope. Who knows how long he'd had this leprosy disease, but he knew that the only way which he could get rid of it and return to society was through a miracle. He was looking for a port in a storm. And the port he found was not just any port, but rather the only port with the power and grace to grant him his request. In the same way, we in our sin-ravaged lives know that the only place where we can find forgiveness And comfort for our sins is in the saving grace of our Savior, Jesus. The leper not only showed his confidence in Jesus' power by approaching him with boldness, he also showed his faith in Jesus' power by trusting in his will. In verse 2, our text, the leper came and worshiped Jesus, saying, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." What an amazing example of faith. This bold outcast didn't beg Jesus for healing. He did not command the Savior of the world to stoop down and make him clean. Instead, he simply states that if Jesus is willing, he can make him clean. The faith of the leper is quite evident. Since Jesus has cleansed us of our leprosy of sin, we also can mimic the leper when we approach our Redeemer and ask for help with all our daily needs. "Lord, if you are willing, you can heal, protect, and provide for us." In the midst of his disciples, the multitudes, and all the hubbub that goes with being a national celebrity, Jesus takes the time to listen to the unclean and unworthy leper. After the leper shows his confidence in Jesus' power and his boldness by approaching Jesus, Jesus now takes the opportunity to show his great grace and mercy by having compassion on the weak. Jesus touches the leper and says, "I am willing, be cleansed." And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Jesus does not discriminate against the weak, and of that we should be ever thankful. Think about your life and the sins which may be haunting you to this day. Jesus looks at each of us in our sinful state, hears our request for forgiveness, and says, "I am willing, be forgiven." How comforting to know that we in our sin-weakened state can still have confidence and boldness in approaching our Savior. Since Jesus has given us boundless forgiveness, we can trust that He will also surely give us all things. It took a lot of power to heal that leper of his terrible disease, but Jesus shows us His ultimate power by forgiving our sins. Living a perfect life took ultimate power. Dying an innocent death took ultimate power. Rising from the dead took ultimate power. But doing all this for undeserving, weak sinners like you and me, that took ultimate love. Isaiah tells us in chapter 40 of his book what God's ultimate power says to you. "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are crimson, they shall be like wool." Regardless of our earthly weaknesses, in the next world, there is only one social status given to believers. Jesus classifies you as holy. As a blood-bought soul and an heir of eternal life, you can be confident that Jesus always hears and answers all your prayers. In our prayers and in our spiritual lives, we can be confident as we approach Jesus boldly, trusting in His will. Despite our weaknesses, we, like the leper, may always approach trusting in Jesus, thankful for our forgiveness, and confident that His will has and always will be done. In His saving name, amen. We will conclude this morning with the singing of hymn 279, verses 1 and 4.